With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They say they have his back. About two dozen Democrat governors who met with President Biden amid nagging questions about whether he should drop his bid for re-election.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. So far, at least two Democrat members of Congress urging Mr. Biden to step aside, and about two dozen more Democrat lawmakers may soon join them. Uncertainty over Mr. Biden's grasp on foreign policy is endangering our national security. That's the view of Texas Congressman Keith Self, who says the president's appearance at his debate with Donald Trump 1 week ago unnerved many of our allies. And he adds that Biden administration experiments with social engineering in the armed forces have impaired our military readiness.
Because we know that every service but one has trouble recruiting. I believe it's because of what you talk about here, the DEI, the wokeness, the social experimentation within the military. Our military is not prepared for a major regional conflict, much less wider than that.
The full interview will be broadcast on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, now that Hurricane Beryl is through with Jamaica, the Cat 3 storm has its sights set on the Cayman Islands and then Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The hurricane is blamed for widespread destruction and at least eight deaths across the Caribbean. Thousands of residents of Oroville, California, spending this July 4th away from their homes. Forced to evacuate by a raging wildfire, it's burning amid a punishing heat wave. Crews are battling more than a dozen wildfires all across the state of California. Wall Street closed for Independence Day. The Dow will be reopening tomorrow at 39,308. This is SRN News. The Church of England is headed for a split.
An alliance of conservative clergy and laymen are warning Anglican leaders not to adopt special services for the blessing of same-sex marriages. The denomination's General Synod begins Friday, and it is feared that the services will be adopted without debate and outside of the usual parliamentary process. The conservatives say if that happens, they will form, quote, a new de facto parallel province within the Church of England. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming that the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor had also asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. This is SRN News. A leading Israeli analyst predicts an elusive Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar, will not stand for a political compromise to end the war in Gaza.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Sinor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
And it's not only Hamas. Hezbollah says it has launched more than 200 rockets at several military bases in Israel. Retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. Today's attack by the Iran-backed terror group, one of the largest in the months-long conflict along the Lebanon-Israel border. More details, SRNnews.com.